Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with the meeting that occurred yesterday. President Trump stormed out of the White House meeting, the negotiation session, after Speaker Nancy Pelosi again said she would not fund a border wall. Democrats accused the president of throwing a temper tantrum, while Mr. Trump said the meeting was a total waste of time.
And Mike Pence, who frequently doesn't say anything, was sent out in front of the microphones with another guy. And they said, oh, no, it was very pleasant. He never lost his temper. But in the end, we know he walked out of a negotiating session. There are 800,000 federal workers and probably millions who have been affected by this walkout. And the president of the United States decided that what he was going to do here is to do exactly what he has done in his real estate practice. He's going to play rough. He gets up, he walks out, but he's the president of the United States. It's incredible, but many of us who are scratching our heads know that the man is the president of the United States. How he got there, did the Russians help him get there? It's looking increasingly like they did. Not that anybody hasn't thought that they tried to help in the past, but now we're getting new information which shows that sensitive polling data was shared with, I guess, the Ukrainians, who shared it with the Russians. This is how you win an election. You do this kind of research, then somebody comes on to Twitter or to Facebook or to any one of those social media things and lets it all out and says this group or that group, because they know what the data suggests. And that is why, David, this is really a very, very scary situation. Why? Because we may have a president of the United States who was elected with the help of a foreign power. And from the very beginning, this president has been saying, I like Putin, I like Russia, I like what's happening with the Russians. Meantime, he has his other guys saying the other things, so nobody can be held responsible for anything. It is really disgraceful.
If this continues, I'm reading numbers like $1 billion a week with a shutdown. Will Republicans eventually crack?
Well, David, here's the deal. It's Mitch McConnell who is the guy who everybody will have their eyes on. Because if there was a vote right now to open up the government, the Senate would be overwhelmingly for it. They would have to be. Look, the Republicans who are facing contests in their states, in the United States Senate now, are quaking in their boots. They know this is terrible for them. McConnell, of course, comes out and says, if the president doesn't want it, I'm not doing it. Well, what kind of a representative or representative democracy do we have that our senators are not allowed to vote their conscience because one guy at the top is saying, nothing doing, I'm not going to let it happen. Now, let's face it. We all know that while there may be utterances into the microphones about how we don't like this, and there may be even leaked information that the Republican senators, in order to protect themselves, would vote to open up the government, without a wall deal, it doesn't matter because McConnell is carrying the water for those guys and those women. Let me tell you that right now.
And what about leaders Pelosi and Schumer? How are they doing on all this?
Well, they're looking good to them. I mean, you know, they know that this is the president's shutdown. He said so. He said in the meeting, which we were all treated to, okay, I'll take the burden on this. It'll be my shutdown. And so it is. So no matter what he says, in the end, we know that it's his. And the American people are going to hold him responsible for it. Now, are the 40% or the 35% going to change? No, they are not. That's why I just wrote a column, David, which suggested that it would be a big mistake right now to impeach this president. It's going to go to the polls, and he's going to be rejected, not by the 40%, but by the 60%. And so that's where it's going to be. We watched it in the next district where John Faso lost. He lost because he was aligned with that president, let's face it. And the only way you were going to deal with this president was to flip the House of Representatives, which is exactly what has happened. Nancy Pelosi, of course, playing it right down the line. You know, when they came into the White House, Chuck and Nancy, they were offered Skittles, apparently, and candy. See, the president actually wanted to get along with them, says Vice President Pence. Will you give us a break?
I guess the only thing standing between the president and the 2020 election right now would be Robert Mueller. You're reading now that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, is now expected to leave.
Hey, David, let's go back in time a little bit to that famous meeting in the White House when Rosenstein walked in there, and a lot of people thought he was about to get fired. But they came out, and they were jovial, and they were terrific. So the question to everybody is, what happened in that meeting between Trump and Rosenstein? Maybe Rosenstein said, hey, I'm out of here sooner or later, after you get a new attorney general in there. Mr. Barr, of course, should be barred, and I'll tell you why. Because he has uttered without any hesitation that this whole investigation is wrong and that he wouldn't have done it. Now, apparently Lindsey Graham comes out. He didn't look happy. He's the new chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and he says he's been assured that there's going to be no problem. Well, those are going to be very, very interesting hearings. And by the way, they've got the votes to do it. And you can look at some of the people who have always expressed some dismay about all of this, like Susan Collins, to vote with them. She always does with the Republicans on this. So, you know, the press can make up any kind of story they want about her being an independent. She ain't, and the others like her aren't. So it'll happen. And then Rosenstein leaves. There's a big question as to whether or not this means that the Mueller investigation will wrap up by the time Rosenstein leaves. We don't know what Mueller's got. Everybody's waiting.